Andy Dufresne took the stand in his own defense and told his story calmly, coolly, and dispassionately. He said he had begun to hear distressing rumors about his wife and Glenn Quentin as early as the last week in July. In late August, he had become distressed enough to investigate a bit. On an evening when Linda was supposed to have gone shopping in Portland after her golf lesson, Andy had followed her and Quentin to Quentin's one-story rented house. Inevitably dubbed the Love Nest by the papers, he had parked in the turnout until Quentin drove her back to the country club where her car was parked about 3 hours later. "Do you mean to tell this court that you followed your wife in your brand-new Plymouth sedan?" the D.A. asked him on cross-examination. "I swapped cars for the evening with a friend," Andy said, and his cool admission of how well-planned his investigation had been did him no good at all in the eyes of the jury. After returning the friend's car and picking up his own, he had gone home. Linda had been in bed, reading a book. He asked her how her trip to Portland had been. She replied that it had been fun, but she hadn't seen anything she liked well enough to buy. "That's when I knew for sure," Andy told the breathless spectators. He spoke in the same calm, remote voice in which he delivered almost all of his testimony. "What was your frame of mind in the 17 days between then and the night your wife was murdered?" Andy's lawyer asked him. "I was in great distress," Andy said calmly, coldly. Like a man reciting a shopping list, he said that he had considered suicide and had even gone so far as to purchase a gun in Lewiston on September 8th. His lawyer then invited him to tell the jury what had happened after his wife left to meet Glenn Quentin on the night of the murders. Andy told them, and the impression he made was the worst possible. "I knew him for close to 30 years, and I can tell you he was the most self-possessed man I've ever known. What was right with him, he'd only give you a little at a time. What was wrong with him, he kept bottled up inside. If he ever had a dark night of the soul, as some writer or other has called it, you would never know. He was the type of man who, if he had decided to commit suicide, would do it without leaving a note, but not until his affairs had been put neat.